welcome to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Newton, and welcome to the Roberta series. Roberta was our mom. She passed in 2021 from dementia and lung cancer. Throughout our lives, my brothers and mine, mom was a challenge. She was difficult. She was narcissistic. Then she was diagnosed with dementia. The Roberta series is just me sharing our story of how we navigated the end-of-life care for our mom. Providing end-of-life care to a difficult parent is incredibly challenging, both emotionally and physically. My hope is that by opening up and sharing our experiences, it will provide support, guidance, and maybe even some empowerment to others going through similar situations. This is episode 2. The diagnosis. Mom's diagnosis was a process, and as per usual, she didn't make it easy. But before we get into that, let me provide some background on Roberta. She was notorious for canceling doctor appointments, holidays, her grandkids' games, weddings, funerals. Nothing was off limits. It didn't matter if it was planned for weeks in advance. Even if you were already in the car on the way to pick her up after driving for 3 hours or standing in her doorway, the first words out of her mouth weren't hello. It was, I canceled my appointment. When you'd push her for more details or ask why she couldn't have called you earlier to maybe let me know before I took the day off and drove for 3 hours, she'd get defensive and hiss as only mom could. I didn't know I was going to feel this way earlier. It just started. There was never an apology or acknowledgement of your efforts. She was a smoker, 60 years, a pack or more a day, every day. And not surprising, mom had COPD and had been using inhalers for like over 20 years. She had promised to quit smoking. She never kept her promises. She had tried to quit, but any attempts to quitting ended as soon as it started. Add to that a cocktail of prescription medications for pain, Vicodin, morphine, anxiety, Ativan, Transine, depression, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, and then there were the blood pressure medications. She said the Vicodin, along with the morphine chaser, was for her back pain. She said she had arthritis. Yes, that's what she told her prescribing physician and the rest of us, only to find out later that this back pain was never officially diagnosed. There was never an MRI or an X-ray, no testing whatsoever. In addition to the prescription medications, there was plenty of over-the-counter meds as well. Imodium AD, Tylenol PMs, aspirin, Robitussin for bedtime. I remember on the day of my dad's funeral, as we were all leaving for the church, mom calls out to everyone, "Does anyone need a Transine? Dawn, do you need a Transine?" She was offering Transine like they were breath mints. God forbid you allow yourself to feel your feelings. This was her way of nurturing her love language. She had 6 cats. She kept 5 litter boxes in one of the bedrooms, which she seldom cleaned, which resulted in the cats using the entire house as their litter box. The smell of cat urine coupled with cigarette smoke, the odor was horrendous. The house was disgusting. She was sedentary. She spent her days on the end of the couch, drinking her coffee, smoking her cigs, watching her soap operas or Cops or one of the various judge shows. She wasn't active. She didn't go for walks or garden. She didn't socialize. Grocery shopping, going to Tobacco Town to get her cigs or to her doctor appointments when she kept them, was the extent of her social life. She didn't eat well. Ice cream, chicken strips, cookies, hot dogs, pretty much made up her diet. She had trouble telling the truth. She had an answer for everything. She was very quick, and she was a very good liar. She would leave distress messages. For mom, distress would be her TV had gone out. She was low on cigarettes or cat food, or she couldn't find one or more of her 6 indoor cats. They liked to remove the vent covers and go down into the ducting. Can't say I blamed them. When I would return her call, whatever distress she had mentioned in her message had either gotten resolved or was like there was never an issue to begin with. She'd promptly change the subject and ask about the weather. Clearly, she just wanted to talk. She was lonely. It was early 2016 that I had called mom to check in, and she tells me that she had been to see the doctor, which was a shock in and of itself, because like I said, she seldom kept her appointments. I say something like, "Wow, mom, nice job. I bet they were shocked to see you walk in the door." And she starts chuckling, tells me to be nice, and proceeds to say, "Doctor told me I have dementia." I'm like, "What do you mean you have dementia? Mom, that's a serious diagnosis. What made him say that?" And mom, being mom, says, "Oh, I don't know. They didn't even take my blood pressure. I didn't even take my coat off. They just popped their head in, said, 'Oh, hi,' and then sent me on my way." Classic Roberta, dropping a bomb, then dismissing it. So I let it go. I call her the next day. "So, mom, let's talk about that dementia diagnosis." And she sticks to her original story, but added that the doctor would like her to have a CT scan or see a specialist, which she had no intention of doing. She said that if she felt like she was losing her mind, She'd be the first one to make a call and tells me not to worry. Fortunately, and this was a few years back, Mom had provided authorization for me to discuss her medical information with her doctor and his staff. So I call the doctor's office. Turns out Mom had downplayed the whole thing. The doctor's assistant says, well, your mom did take her coat off and I did take her blood pressure. She says, your mom made comments that there are times she feels like she's out to lunch, not with it, or that her head feels like mush. The doctor gave her a cognitive exam, the Slums test, and she failed it. The doctor recommended a CT scan and specialist, but she flat out refused. So the next time I talked to Mom, I told her I'd spoken with the doctor's office and they shared with me the details of her appointment. Funny, suddenly her memory kicked in and she too remembered every detail of her appointment. She got very defensive and pissy. She didn't have very nice things to say about her doctor or his staff and again refused to do any additional testing. If you were to Google risk factors for dementia, smoking, long use of opioids, inactivity, social isolation, high blood pressure, poor diet, Mom checked nearly every box. I kept a closer watch on her, more phone calls, checking in. I'd watch the activity in her checking account to see if she was paying her bills, not going overdrawn, which also allowed me to see if her handwriting was changing, like if it looked shaky or weak. For most of 2016, things seemed stable. And it was towards the end of 2016 that my brother Brian and I were talking and compared notes on Mom. We'd noticed little slips here and there, but nothing major. I told him about the doctor visit and the dementia diagnosis, Mom playing it down and refusing any additional testing. Now also, Mom was 81 at this time, so it would be reasonable if she was slowing down or being forgetful. But again, we weren't dismissing that she could have dementia, but we also know our mother. The care coordinator from her doctor's office eventually called me. Frustrated. He said she'd canceled over 30 appointments so far that year. Her excuses range from having intestinal issues to feeling out to lunch or just not feeling up to it. He said she would say things like she didn't have any food or was all alone, and he brought up the dementia. I said, I don't mean to come across as an uncaring daughter, but honestly, what you're telling me is nothing new. This is Mom. I said canceling appointments is normal for her. She even does this to her family, and it's always at the very last minute. It's been going on for as long as I can remember, and the being too weak or the out to lunch comment is usually the excuse for canceling. Also, her most common excuse is saying she's having intestinal issues. She would give excuses that you really couldn't verify or want to verify. Listen, if someone tells me they're having intestinal issues and they need to stay close to the bathroom, I'm gonna take your word for it. I explained to him that my brother and I had been watching her pretty closely. I said she's paying her bills, she's driving, she goes grocery shopping, so she does have food. And as far as being all alone, there is some truth to that and that she's pushed everyone away. I was also very clear that I wasn't disputing what he was telling me. And if there is something going on with Mom, if she does have dementia, we'll definitely support whatever needs to be done. But again, what you're sharing with me is nothing new for us. Soon after our conversation, the care coordinator called again and asked if we'd be okay if APS, Adult Protective Services, stopped by and checked in on her. I said, absolutely. The more eyes on her, the better. And I wished them luck. I also apologized in advance because they are either going to get a very friendly and charming Roberta, or they're going to get lots of profanity and the door slammed in their face. I remember telling both my husband and my brother about APS stopping by unannounced, and we all had the same response. Well, this should be interesting. We weren't concerned about Mom. Our concern was for whoever was paying Mom a surprise visit. Fortunately for everyone, Mom was friendly and charming and invited them in. Afterward, APS called. They said, you know, your mom was very friendly and entertaining. They enjoyed visiting with her, but suggested having someone check in on her more often, and she could use some physical help around the house. I'm sure they were referring to the six cats. They would keep checking in on her and then follow up with me, but for now, she's safe being on her own. They said, your mom presents very well, meaning if you weren't looking for signs of dementia, you wouldn't pick up on it. Mom did present very well, even towards her very last days. For the rest of 2017 and most of 18, Mom coasted along. No significant changes that warranted us to really step in yet. APS would continue to check in on her. They would even bring her lunch. She continued her last-minute cancellations. The office would even arrange for a medical Uber to bring her to and from her appointments. And even as that Uber was heading up her driveway, she'd cancel. Her cancellations got to the point that unless I would agree to bring her to her appointments, her doctor was going to release her from his care. From then on, Mom made it to every appointment. She'd fight me on it, but she never won. It was in the fall of 2018 that Mom's decline started. started becoming harder to ignore. Her bank account went overdrawn a few times. At first, it was small amounts, but then the overdrafts got bigger. I eventually figured out why. She was constantly refilling her inhalers. As I mentioned, she had COPD and had been using inhalers for 20 plus years. Now, with insurance, those inhalers cost about $40 each. Without insurance, they were $400 a piece. The problem was that she hadn't been paying her Medicare supplement, the part that covered prescriptions, so the insurance lapsed. On top of that, because of the dementia, she was overusing her inhalers and constantly calling in for refills. She was shelling out hundreds of dollars at a time, money she simply didn't have. She did continue to drive, going grocery shopping and to Tobacco Town to buy her cigarettes. My brother would check in on her. I'd call her every day. The decline was getting noticeable, and our concern was growing. I mean, here's our incredibly difficult mother who smokes a pack or more a day, is on inhalers that now cost $400 each, on a fixed income, has six cats, and undermines any effort we make to help her. It was becoming very real, really fast, that something was going to have to be done. But how are we going to do this? January of 2019, Mom got lost. According to Mom, she said she had gone to the doctor and then decided to take a drive through her old neighborhood. And as she put it, somehow I got turned around. Yeah, no, going for random drives, even a Sunday drive, was not in Mom's makeup. Thank God she had her cell phone with her and she called my brother. I don't think she came out and said, "Hey, I'm lost. Can you come find me?" I think it was more along the lines that the neighborhood had changed so much that she got turned around. It was the neighborhood's fault. An answer for everything. Brian and his wife, Kelly, found her and took her home. You know, we had been wondering when that point of no return event was going to happen. That something telling us it's time for the next steps. Mom getting lost was it. Needless to say, the time had come. We informed her doctor that she had gotten lost while out driving. He promptly notified DMV with instructions to suspend her driving privileges. On March 7th, 2019, Mom's dementia diagnosis became official. Her doctor provided us with the following letter to provide to our attorney, to whom it may concern. Roberta was seen in my office on 3/7/2019 and is diagnosed with dementia with cognitive decline. I recommend her daughter Dawn and son Brian as guardians for caring for her medical, social, and legal needs, as Roberta cannot make her own decisions due to her medical condition. Our attorney filed the request for guardianship to the courts early March. The court approved it that May. We were prepared to do whatever was needed to make sure Mom was cared for. We just weren't sure what that was going to look like. Mom we could handle. Mom with dementia? Now that was foreign territory. The only thing we knew for certain, we knew we were in for a ride. In the next episode, I'll talk about building your support team. Because trust me, you cannot do this alone. I can't emphasize this enough. You need a strong support team. I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions or you'd like to share your story, please feel free to reach out. Caring for someone who's nearing their end of life, even under the best of circumstances, is very hard. It's a brutal time, especially when dealing with a difficult parent. You are taking on a lot. The emotions, the history. You're going to get triggered. It's rough. So again, please feel free to reach out. The Roberta series can be found on my website, donnewton.com, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, all the social platforms, and you can also reach out to me on those platforms as well. As always, thank you for listening. And when you're ready, let's meet up at episode 3, Building Your Support Team.